using the magic, the mystery magic of my mind's unlimited potential. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Using the mystery magic of my mind's unlimited potential. What a big mouthful that is. Using the mystery magic of my mind's unlimited potential. As I prepare to give these talks each day, I align myself with my mystery magic of my mind's unlimited potential. And I just begin. And I begin to share lovingly and wonderfully what comes to my thought, what comes to my mind. I share the unlimited potential of my mind. Using the mystery magic of my mind's unlimited potential, I have no idea what I'm going to think, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do. I just let go and let the revelation be done through me. Now, sometimes I am a good channel. Good as far as I use the word beneficial or charming or delightful or fulfilling or rewarding. And other times, it's just a little static there, just a little slow. Not quite zipping into the program like I'd like to do. I allow myself to have the mystery magic of my mind's unlimited potential be sort of dormant and asleep. We always do this as we begin to think that we have to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. We have to figure out what are the reasons for all of these things. As happens with all of us, whenever I am watching a movie or whenever I am participating in a discussion of any kind, I like to analyze what I have heard and what I have seen. And I analyze it not so much to tear it down, not so much to build it up, but just to see if I'm aware of what my mind was going through as I was observing or participating in these activities. And sometimes as I do that, other people say, oh, why must you take all the joy out of it? Why must you take all of the thrill out of it by analyzing it so completely and by tearing it apart and recognizing all the little symbols and the really purposes and the manners in which it was put together and the way it was presented. Why must you always do that? And as I hear people say, why must you always do that? I think to myself, well, why are you defending it? Why are you defending the event's right to be unanalyzed, unappreciated, unrecognized? Why are you looking at the event and saying that it must be sacrosanct, that it must be allowed to have its emotional impact and its humanness to it? You see, as long as we look for the humanness in all of life's activities, we'll find them. And we will be very comfortable and be very happy in the humanness of our everyday activities. And we will progress no further than that humanness. Whatever books we've read, whatever discussions we've had, whatever things we've heard, those will be the extent of our participation in life's thrilling adventure. But when we can allow the inner depth of ourself to flow out, when we can allow that mystery magic of our mind's unlimited potential express itself in all of the wonderful ways that mystery magic does, it is not in a way that we can comprehend necessarily. It's not in a way that we can understand as it's first being presented, but what we do, we just let go and let it be done. Art Linkletter had a show on television many years ago, and the show was entitled kids say the darndest things. And from that, he extrapolated so many wonderful, positive, dynamic expressions of young people. And as he did this, people listened, and for the first time, they heard the brilliance of their children. They heard the brilliance of children speaking from their simplistic point of view, as each was listening to the mystery magic of their own mind's unlimited potential. And as they spoke these wise words, as they spoke these words that spoke of an in-depth within them that would not appear to be so because of their age or because of their experience, you wonder, where did it come from? Where did these wonderful comments come from? Where do these in-depth understandings find their revelation? In the Song of Bernadette, the priest said to Bernadette, "And what did the lady say to you?" And Bernadette said, "The lady said, 'I am the Immaculate Conception.'" Now the priest, who has great power in his understanding of the word Immaculate Conception because of the church and what it has been teaching, felt that this was an abomination, that this lady should say this to this young girl, and this young girl should repeat it and truly not have any idea what it meant. It was quite interesting, because the priest did not understand that this girl had the mystery magic of her mind's unlimited potential, listening to an inner voice which no one else could see and no one else could hear, listening to an outer lady that she saw in her mind's eye, and perhaps it was there and perhaps it wasn't. But miracles were attributed to this, because this girl had indeed been a miracle. She had released the mystery magic of her mind's unlimited potential, and she had done it with such dignity and such sincerity and such innocence. She was so pure, so absolutely pure, that no one could understand her. But as each said, the purity that she was came through on her facial expressions, on her attitudes, and no one dared to think poorly of her as she was experiencing her wonderful expression. You and I have the opportunity to experience our wonderful expression every moment of our life if we choose. We have the opportunity of using the mystery magic of the mind's unlimited potential every moment of our life. Every word we speak, every thought we think, every action we take can be that mystery magic of our mind's unlimited potential. But are we ready to do that? Are we ready to live in that awareness? Could we be like Bernadette, living in the presence of that beautiful lady that she saw, this beautiful, spiritually illumined being that she saw? You see, what it had done to this girl, indeed what it had done, was to make her go mad as far as a human being goes. For she did not fit in society any longer. She did not fit in the world about her, which was a mundane world, which was a world which wanted to believe, but did not. Which wanted to believe, but did not. Because what they did was they believed in her. They believed in her revelation. And any time you and I believe in the revelation of anyone else, and not in the revelation of ourself, and that's the clue, the key part there, not in the revelation of ourself. Anytime we believe in the revelation of anyone else, we are fools. We are children And that means we are uninitiated. Because truly to be children and receptive and open, then we find our own mystery magic of our own mind's unlimited potential. Now the question comes to each of us, are we ready to do this? I woke up this morning and I was saying to myself, all is in divine order, I like me. I was saying, I am peace. I am saying all of these beautiful thoughts that I share with others. And as I was saying these things, I was thinking, where is this taking me? Where is this leading me? Where is this guiding me? Am I going to be able to pay my bills? Am I going to be able to have a healthy body? Am I going to be able to live in a harmonious world? Am I going to have my associates all be delightful and charming around me? Or will I have all of the lackluster workaday experiences that everyone else has, and will I be directing my attention to them? And then I thought to myself, after I took a deep breath, no, I live in the magic mystery of my mind's unlimited potential, and that's all that matters. All these outer things, they take care of themselves, truly. All of these things that other people come up to me and say, oh, you must do this, you must do that, you must take care of these details, you must take care of those details, you must take care of these corporation papers, you must take care of these banking statements, you must take care of all these outer things. And I think to myself, what have I let myself into to be cause to work in those areas? Why have I allowed myself to create myself responsible in these areas? I could rather create myself as being responsible only to the mystery magic of my mind's unlimited potential and just let it be revealed. And whenever these things of corporation or banking or other things come up, I just let my mystery magic of my mind's unlimited potential enfold them, and they're done, and there's no thought needed to be given to it. It's just a matter of a couple of details, and it's done and complete and over. And how wonderful that is. But no, we so often let ourselves worry about little things. Are we doing what has to be done? Are we on top of all these things? Are we aware of all these things? And you see, truly, the mystery magic of my mind's unlimited potential fulfills all those things. It reveals all those things. For all things are known now. All things are revealed now. What things have you allowed yourself to cause distress in your mind and your thinking because you have to do something or you have to know something or be somewhere? You see, when you just let go and let the divine in you reveal its perfect pattern, then all those things are done in their perfect way. And if they're not done in their perfect way, then there is a reason that they're not done in their perfect way. There is a reason that they are delayed, or there is a reason that they are not fulfilled in the perfect pattern that others would like to see for them. We cannot always see what this is. We cannot always understand what this is, but we can know that it is. Every day of our life, we can set ourselves up for living in the mystery magic of our mind's unlimited potential, not because we make it happen, not because we want it to happen, but because it is there. And we just let go and let the divine in us be revealed as the mystery magic of our mind's unlimited potential. We can do this. We can do this now and forever. We can do this in beauty, and we can do this in love. We can do this in all of our heart. But we must do it carefully, because if we're going to be manipulated by others to do it, then it does not take place. If we're going to be manipulated by our life experiences to do it, it does not take place. If we're going to be doing it because we want to manipulate others, and we want to control the world of others, and that happens all so often, it will not take place. The mystery magic of my mind's unlimited potential reveals itself when I let go, and I just let it flow. I let it be, and know that I am God. I am the creative cause of the universe. I am the allness that is. And every one of my creation is God and is the allness that is. That's all there is. And as I know this and enjoy this and experience this, I live in a contentment that is beyond words. I live in a contentment that is beyond all anyone could ever experience or know. And it is done now. What a wonderful way to live, and what a wonderful way to be. Using the mystery magic of my mind's unlimited potential, I am peace. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.